Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
720 WGN. So according to the CDC and the World Health Organization, the number of global measles cases increased by 18% from 2021 to 2022 and up to 9 million, while deaths spiked by 43% to 136,000. Most of those deaths, children. And just a modest increase in worldwide inoculations from 21 to 22. But of course, you know, the numbers aren't out for 23 yet. Dr. Bessie G. Varghese is with us, the pediatric infectious disease specialist at Northwestern Medicine. Doctor, did I get your name right?
Dr. G. Varghese.
Got it. Thank you so much for joining us. So when you look at the global numbers, we obviously know there's an increase, and we've had some cases pop up in Chicago at migrant shelters, and one of those children attends Chicago public schools. Is this of any alarm?
I think it's definitely a reason to be alarmed, since we're sort of seeing increased cases in Illinois, but also across the country. I think we're going to continue to see increased cases. So I think we really need to be vigilant to make sure that children and even adults who are unimmunized are up to date with their vaccines.
It just seems crazy because this was a thing of the past and now it's back.
Yeah, so I think, you know, measles was eliminated in 2000 from the United States, but over the last 20 years, we've had certain years where we've had increasing cases, with the last uptake being in 2019. And I think since the pandemic, you know, there's been a lapse in kids being up to date with vaccines. There's also been a big movement from the anti-vaccine groups into, you know, choosing whether you decide or not to have vaccines. So I think there's a lot of different contributors to the lapse in vaccination rates in our kids.
And most kids should get this is part of the MMR shot, right? And at what age does this happen usually?
Yeah, so most kids get vaccinated. Their first dose is between 12 to 18 months, and their second dose is right before kindergarten, usually between 4 to 6 years. This vaccine is one of those that if you have two doses, you're really 97% to 98% protected against this disease.
And do schools require kids have that vaccine before they enter kindergarten?
Yeah. So it is required, but, you know, we're seeing a lot more religious exemptions. We're seeing patients, you know, use it for other reasons. So we're seeing a lot more exemptions that are being allowed by schools, where, you know, most times you need about 95% of the population to have what we call herd immunity. And in many of the schools, we're only seeing numbers in the upper 80s, low 90s.
I did share with John Williams that I'm one of those kids that went to a school where they would line you up and give you shots in the gymnasium back in the day. I don't know if your parents signed a permission slip or not, but that's the way things were done. There really wasn't conversation about it. You just lined up and got your shot. But I had an exemption because I was so severely allergic. I think it might have been eggs that affected that immunization. So what about people, adults, who are not immunized? Is it too late? Do you get immunized now, or do you just cross your fingers and hope for the best?
No. So we adults can also get immunized. I mean, if we're not sure whether you are not immunized as a child, we can run antibody titers to see if you have evidence of protective immunity. For healthcare personnel, you know, they always have to make sure you're immune. And if you're not, you can definitely get vaccinated, you know, even at an older age.
Yeah, because one of our elder listeners just sent in a text and said he's curious. He had measles when he was a kid. Is he immune, or does he need to get vaccinated again?
Yeah, so most people, if you have measles, you have lifetime immunity. Now, of course, it can wane as you get older, but it can easily be run at a lab and check if you have evidence of antibodies against measles.
And another text came in, and this is interesting because I remember, too, when I was a kid, all the talk was about German measles. Is there a difference?
That's rubella. That's also, you know, we are vaccinated against that. We're not seeing cases of that, but it's different than measles.
Are we seeing an uptick in the death of children in the U.S., or have the measles cases been, you know, so well addressed and taken care of that it's not an issue?
Yeah, so we haven't, as far as I know, I have not heard of deaths, but, you know, it does cause deaths. It's actually 1 in 5 children that do get measles do get hospitalized. 1 to 3 in 3,000 can end up dying. So it's not something to be taken lightly, but I have not heard of deaths as far as I know, and definitely not in Illinois.
And so, doctor, what should people do? Let's talk about measles and how long you can be in a room. Like, I understand they might hang in a room for up to an hour. Is that true?
It's actually up to 2 hours. So this is, it's spread by respiratory. So droplet, if someone's in a room, you know, many of the earlier symptoms appear like a cold. So cough, congestion, runny nose. So once you're in a room, the droplets can actually stay in the air for up to 2 hours. And it's one of those most contagious viruses. So if you're not immune to it, you have a 90% chance of getting the infection if you're in a room and you don't have evidence of either a vaccine or previous immunity. The other hard thing with measles is that the incubation time is pretty long. So on average, it's about 12 to 14 days before you're present with symptoms after being exposed. So the current recommendations are actually to isolate for 21 days if you're not immunized.
Which is kind of hard for these children who are in shelters. I don't know how they're addressing that situation. But since one did go to Chicago public schools, anywhere where that child went, the virus kind of hung out for a couple hours.
Yep. So the most important thing in terms from a public health measure is to make sure that everybody is up to vaccine. So definitely offer it to anybody that's not vaccine. And the other important thing is minimizing transmission, so doing sort of a really good outbreak investigation and doing control measures as much as we can.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hopefully she answered a few of your questions, too, but it is interesting. She did say there is some cause to be alarmed, but we don't have anybody dying from measles in this country, so that is great news. Let's hope they get a grip on what is happening in the shelters and encourage people to get vaccinated. All right, coming up next, Steve has your news on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.